Blog Talk Radio.
Ow.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here another week. I'm so excited about the show that we're going to have today. And for those of you that listen constantly, we're not going to do a call-in today. We typically call in for questions, but I think our show's going to go by pretty fast. We have a fantastic guest. And if you want, instead of doing the call-in, you can email us at radio@realtyuniversal.com. We're also going to give contact information for our guest. It's just today's show is going to be really interesting and fly by. I'm actually here in Hawaii, and I hope you all are enjoying the weather where you are. We're in such a wonderful time of year that it's pretty good everywhere. Today we're going to talk about if you want to learn how to buy international properties or sell properties. Ian Stewart, International Property Professional, is going to share with us today on how to purchase or sell properties all over the world. If you're a real estate agent or broker, join a network of agents working with this platform and gain valuable information doing business a different way. This is awesome for sellers and buyers, too, if you're going to go into, you know, it's a wealth of information. Ian's earned the Certified International Property Specialist CIPS designation, placing him among 2,500 elite real estate professionals worldwide. This designation is awarded by the National Association of Realtors for completing rigorous coursework devoted to learning international real estate practices and demonstrating proficiency in international business. This is so exciting. He mentors students on how to do what he does, is a property blogger with blogs appearing on major real estate sites such as Rightmove, hosts a British radio show about property hotspots, and published an e-book called How Anyone Can Succeed in Property. We really need probably about 2 or 3 hours to do this show today, so since we don't have that time today, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Ian Stewart. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I like the introduction. And should I say aloha or should I say hello?
Aloha, aloha. And you're over in Scotland?
I'm in Scotland right now, and the rain is chucking it out of the sky. It's bouncing off the ground, and I imagine Hawaii must be absolutely idyllic right now. It must be beautiful.
You know, it is pretty beautiful. It is actually, the weather always stays pretty nice year-round, so it is absolutely beautiful. What's your temperature over in Scotland right now? I mean, it's almost summer, right?
Right now it's 8 degrees.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. So you're Celsius. 8 degrees is
Celsius.
Okay. Wow. So it's a little chillier than I thought.
We've still not got our shorts out yet. Normally we get like 1 week of sunshine a year in Scotland. And
no!
It rains
all that much?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So anytime any of your listeners are coming here over to Scotland, just make sure they pack an umbrella with them, you know?
Oh, no. Okay. Definitely an umbrella. Gosh, that's so funny. I like to go to Europe in the best times seem to be May and June. August is crowded, but yeah, wow. So I didn't realize it rained that much in Scotland. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like Seattle, you know.
Wow. Awesome. Well, it's evening your time, morning my time, and we have a lot of listeners that are in the mainland in the United States of America, of course, on the other East Coast, California, and other areas. So this is going to be exciting. Normally, we give people a call-in number and they ask questions, but I just think today, I know you have another engagement, it's going to fly by. So I just wanted to dig in, and we're going to give your contact information several times so people can contact you directly as well. And then people that are used to, we have a lot of download archive listeners that like to download and listen to our show at their convenience, the way of the world today. And that's why these types of shows work so much better than terrestrial radio anymore, you know. So we'll do that, and any listeners know they can go to realityuniversal.com or radio@realityuniversal and ask questions, and we're going to pass on the information as well. So let me turn it over to you. Tell us about you. You're just an amazing person, and what you're doing is just so ahead of what a lot of people are doing. A lot of people tend to work in one area, and you truly have conquered doing this all over the world. So turn it over to you.
Okay. So I've been involved in international real estate for around about 16 years. And when I first got involved in it, I saw some massive gaps in the market. I saw many people who would focus purely on their local neighborhood. And I just found that really, really limiting. You know, I thought, well, the world is a very small place. I can get from Scotland to Hawaii in 24 hours. You know, I can be there in 24 hours. Buyers from all over the world are regularly wanting to buy in different countries. However, agents, brokers, wholesalers, whoever they are, they tend to ignore this this drive that people have. So, for example, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a client in China. You've got buyers from China pouring out all over the world right now. They have lots and lots of money, but they don't want to buy in China itself. They want to buy in places like the United States and so on. But the agents over there in the States, they don't know how to find these buyers. They don't know how to find them. They don't know how to market themselves overseas. Most people in the United States hardly ever travel outside of the country. So very few people over there actually have passports. And they tend to sell in either the local town, their city, or their state. Often people will say, we market statewide, or we market coast to coast, even if they're marketing their properties right throughout the United States. However, that is limiting yourself as to how much you can actually earn and how many buyers you can sell, you know, and how quickly you can sell a property. If you can imagine, if you have one property, let's say you have a property in New York or Miami or California, wherever it is, and you put it out on the MLS, it might sit on the MLS for quite some time, and your foreign buyers are not going to know how to find that. So most of the agents in the US are not as proactive as folks outside of the US. You're waiting for people to come to you rather than you going and actually hunting the buyer down, you know?
That makes so much more sense to do it. Yeah, it is very limited. I'm amazed at that. So many people don't have passports. I love to travel. But I hear, here in Hawaii, there's actually people that I've met that have never been out of Oahu, off the island, you know? So you're right, that's pretty much more prominent than we knew. But wow, so you found this and you started finding there had to be a better way to make this work?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Because you kind of created what you're, I mean, you really were on the forefront.
Yeah, there was no one else doing it. There was no one else doing it, so I figured, you know, just do it in a different type of way. People were using the internet to buy things from overseas, internationally. You know, people would go online and they would order a T-shirt, or they would order a DVD or any kind of anything offline, and that could be sent to them from anywhere in the world. And I figured, well, why not market real estate internationally and bridge that gap that nobody else was doing at the time, you know? So that's why I done it. And many USA developers, agents, brokers who found out about me now use me as an international marketing partner. So if they don't know how to market their properties internationally, then they'll come to me and they'll say, hey, Ian, we know that you've got this massive database of international buyers. You've got a huge network internationally. Can we use you to promote our properties to find these buyers from overseas who want to buy here? And yeah, I mean, I do many deals with people like that in the United States and all over the world. So.
And that's what I'd love to do. We'd love to do that with you, too, because we have a network. Our network is good in the United States and then some in other areas. And that's we work with Proxio and Fiopsi, and this is just a fun. So, well, tell us, how does because it looks like you've sold all over the world. I was reading, and I mean, you've been in many countries consistently, in Dubai, Cyprus, Portugal, Germany, Turkey, Brazil, Ecuador, Thailand. I mean, this is, you've got firsthand actually assisting and selling them. You've developed a really wonderful system that works. How do you... we have listeners that are buyers and sellers will be interested, and then agents and brokers. How do you set this up when to get it out there so that you're protected if as an agent broker?
Well, you have to obviously use specialists in the country wherever the property is located. For example, if I was marketing a property in, you mentioned Thailand, if I was marketing a property in Thailand, then I have to use specific professionals in that country, lawyers and so on there, who would create contracts, number one, to protect my interest in getting paid out of the deal, getting paid the commission out of the deal. They would also create the contracts showing that the buyer can buy the property, the seller has the right to sell the property. So you just have to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Make sure that whatever you are selling in the world, that you're doing it legally and that you're using the proper bodies to do so. Because I've been doing it for so long, I have quite in-depth knowledge of many international real estate markets. So that's something that if your listeners are looking to get into, then I can certainly guide them on that as to the things they should be looking out for.
So they could actually enter into like an agreement with you, the agents and brokers, and then you work out the deal with them, and then you have the network of who's safe. I mean, because it could be daunting to go into a country and say, okay, it's not like you Google or look in the yellow pages and you can do that everywhere, but how do you know the person's good? How do you know you're getting a reputable party?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of it is involved in – go on.
No, like in the U.S., a lot of – I know in New York, the attorneys write contracts, but in many states, the real estate agents, brokers write the contract on residential. On commercial transactions, even in the U.S., it's pretty much always written by attorneys. It sounds like in many, many countries, it's always written by attorneys from what I'm hearing, right, in many places?
Correct, yeah. I mean, most of the countries that you buy and sell real estate in are with attorneys that you would use, lawyers, local lawyers, in that particular country. And you've got to make sure that you're using a lawyer who specializes in property. I mean, there's many different lawyers that specialize in various things. But you have to make sure you're using one that specializes purely in real estate law within that particular country. Again, if you're buying a property overseas, you know, you want to make sure that everything is covered so that your interests are protected in that property. And there's nothing that is better than actually physically going to the country and seeing the property for yourself and touching it and seeing the area where it is located. A lot of people buy properties without seeing them these days. And again, that's very, very high risk. So if you can go over and actually physically see the property, if the property's not yet built, then, you know, go meet the developer. Look at what the developer has built previously. Find out if the people living in that project that they've already built are happy with it. Talk to local management companies. Find out if the area's on a high rental income area, if it's a safe area to live. Talk to the locals. Talk to the lawyers. You know, just do as much due diligence as you possibly can on the property if you're a buyer. You know, and the same as if you're an agent yourself. You don't want to be promoting properties to your clients that you wouldn't take on yourself.
Right. That makes sense. I want you to go ahead when we get your contact information right now, because we're going to fly. It's going to fly by, and how people reach you. I do see we've got world wholeworldofproperty.com.
Yeah, people can go into the wholeworldofproperty.com site and they can fill in the form there and they can contact me there. Or if they want to email me, they can email me at Ian, which is IAIN@wholeworldofproperty.com.
Okay, that's fantastic, because that's and it's whole property of wholeworldofproperty.com, wholeworldofproperty.com. So you've created such a great niche. So a lot of the properties, just give it, when you go in and you can show agents how to do it, or if buyers want to contact you directly and they want to purchase properties, you seem to have a pool of properties already. And we talked previously, too, and you said they go pretty fast. So when basically when somebody contacts you, are you going to put them in touch with the network, or you're going to tie, I mean, you start an agreement with the buyer specifically if it's a buyer seller, or if it's an agent broker? I guess you have everything in place to just take the transaction through all the way to the end.
Absolutely, yeah. And things do sell fast. I had a property on last month in Marbella in the south of Spain, and that one sold in like 20 minutes. I sold another one in England. Yeah, I sold another one in England last week. That sold in about maybe an hour and a half. So from getting them on and then putting them out straight away to the international investors, they sell so super quick, you know. And this is another reason why agents and brokers in the United States tend not to really be into this market the way they should be, you know. I mean, they should be promoting international, or even USA, promote USA properties out to the global market. And you can find
exactly
that these properties could sell in a heartbeat, you know, rather than leaving them on the market to a limited audience. Promote them worldwide, you know. And that's one of the things that I'm pushing just now, is coaching some USA agents and brokers how to do this, how to market themselves and their properties globally rather than just to their local market. And it can make such an impact to their business.
Huge impact. And then, so you're coaching them on what to do and what not to do. I guess in the U.S., a lot of people are going to be afraid if they bring somebody to a property, are there ramifications, you know, if something doesn't work out. So it's just making sure that everything is covered, right? I think that's you've created such great niches, and one that I've seen that you're using a lot is the seller financing program. How does that work with what you're doing? Are you just offering terms, or if you can give us an example of how that would work in different countries?
Seller finance deals are hugely popular with investors right now. So in effect, you could have an owner, someone who owns the property, and they've had it on the market for X amount of time, and for one reason or another, it's not selling. So what we would suggest to them is, hey, look, why don't you do it on seller financing, like an installment contract or a lease purchase? They're known as different things over the world, dependent on where you're located. So if you said it was an installment contract and you offered the property, say, for $1 million, you could say to the investor, okay, I'll accept $1 million, and you can pay me the $1 million over 120 months, 180 months, whatever the term might be. The ownership would normally remain with the seller, the owner, until such time as the buyer has paid off the full balance. Once the balance is paid off, at that stage then, the ownership can be transferred into their name. But during the term, the buyer would take on all of the costs associated with the property. So if there was any HOA fees, property taxes, maintenance, management, and so on, the buyer takes on all of those things. But one concern that many sellers might have is they might think, well, I don't really want to hang on to the property for such a long time. I'd rather get it sold.
Right.
It's the same with the buyer. You know, most of the buyers, the first question they ask is, do I have to wait 10 years, 15 years to pay this off? Can I not pay it off quicker? Can I pay lump sums to pay it off quicker? And of course they can, you know, because the quicker they pay it off, the quicker they get the deeds to the property, you know. So most international investors really like those deals, because if you can imagine, one investor has, say, $2 million, $5 million to invest in properties, whatever they have, rather than throwing all that cash on a few properties and buying them outright, they can buy multiple properties like this. And as they sell off other parts of their portfolio, then they would pay the balance off in these. And it's a great exit strategy for someone that's struggling with selling on the property, you know. And it can work on any types of property, whether it be, you know, a low-cost property in the $50,000 mark, and it can work all the way up to the tens of millions, because we've got buyers for all sorts of these deals, you know.
Because I was reading through what you're on your site too, there's some situations where you've had where people are actually, it's still a win-win, but they're actually paying less. Some people are paying less in the long run. I guess it's almost like, well, an owner financing, of course, the owner is like being the bank, but this looks like the structure of how you're doing it. I've noticed on some of your transactions, it looks like you're going in. So say, just an example, say I'm a property owner in France and I want to sell a chateau that's, I guess, with their euro now. So say it's about 2 million euros, right? And you want to, what would you, it could be, it's just suggested a different way, because it sounds like you have a pretty good plan. Do you get always a certain percentage down? Do some people just come in without paying any money down and they start taking over payments? Is it case by case?
It's on a case-by-case basis, yeah, but most of the deals that I negotiate have no deposit, which makes it even more attractive to the buyer, because the buyer's thinking, wow, I can take on this. Yeah, absolutely. The buyer's thinking, wow, I can take on this property without putting down any deposit, you know, but it means, obviously, that they are paying a higher monthly amount. Some sellers think, oh, yeah, I want some kind of security. I want a deposit up front, and those ones can get one, fine, right, if they really need it. But it might take a bit longer to get a buyer. But these investors, I mean, some of these ones where they can spread the balance over 10 years, 15 years, no deposit, no interest, they sell in a heartbeat, you know. But obviously the seller wants some kind of return on it as well. So you've got to promote it in such a way that's fair for both parties, so that the seller's happy with the situation and the buyer's happy with it. And then you marry them up together and then you've got the deal, you know. Both parties are happy.
That's fantastic. So I guess you probably have a lot of sellers with your network and investors and attorneys, and you have such a network of the escrow title people, because they have different names in different areas, attorneys, the property to do research, et cetera. I guess banks, lawyers, management companies. So I guess you have a lot of people contacting you saying, hey, we already have properties we want to list, right? It's pretty
Every day I probably get about, I probably get about 100 plus emails, people who are wanting to sell their properties every day from all over the world. You know, they're saying, hey, I've got a property here, I've got a property there. Can you help me sell it on? I get contacted every day from brokers, from developers, all sorts of people, lawyers asking to do business with me because they know the type of clients I have and how many thousands of clients I've built up over the years. So you become quite well known in the industry, and people see the types of deals that you're doing, which are a little bit different than the norm. So, and often out with the zone, or out with what they've even thought about doing in the past. So you're creating planting a
wonderful
in someone's head, and really encouraging them how to do other types of deals. But like I say, I don't just do seller financing deals. I do all sorts of deals. I do cash deals,
right?
Mortgage deals, everything,
So if you do a lot of, there's a lot of, I guess a lot of people are just out there paying cash outright as well.
Absolutely. And a lot of people want international finance as well. I mean, I work with a great team of international finance brokers based in London, and they've got a range of over 350 global lenders that they can arrange finance with, where other people can't get it, So they're dealing with banks and private lenders and things. So I often use them as well to get finance arranged for people that might not have otherwise been able to get it, especially if they're buying in other countries.
This, I just love this. I'm going to switch over. You have your CIPS designation, which is places you about 2,500 elite real estate agents or brokers in through the National Association of Realtors. So that gave you a lot of training on different customs and ways things are done in different places. How does that help if somebody's an agent or broker to get in and see how they can sell? And my purpose of this question is a lot of the people listening are going to be in the United States, agents and brokers. And in the United States, you can't sell a property if, for example, I'm licensed in Hawaii and Maryland. If I want to sell a list of property in California, I have to co-list it with an agent or broker that's there, and they would just pay us a referral fee. I can't actually negotiate the contracts. I can't do the things. I have to I'm only licensed to do that in the two states. It's just very stringent as far as advertising and marketing. So we could advertise with the other company's name and say it's definitely under their brokerage. So that's just it's so strict in how it's done. So when it's international, I'm assuming, okay, you would say my company wanted to do a co-property with you in one of the other countries, and then we would just basically get a referral fee. Is that how it's set up, or would we get a flat transaction fee?
You can do it many different ways. You can do it many different ways. So you could do it on a referral fee basis. You could have the international agent as a international marketing partner. So in effect, you're paying them to market your property. It's like advertising. You know, you're in effect paying someone to advertise or market your property, so they become your international marketing partner. So you're going to them to find a solution. It's the same way you would go to an advertising agency who might say you might pay them X amount of money to advertise in media and on the internet or in magazines or whatever. But in this case, you're doing it slightly different. You're being a little bit more clever. You're going to someone who specializes in international property, international real estate, who's got databases of thousands upon thousands of international buyers and thousands of network of agents that they work with.
Oh,
so rather than you putting
it
in a magazine, you're saying, hey, look, these guys have got buyers all over the world, you know, and they can circulate their offers out there. So you then say, okay, I will pay you a marketing fee for this purpose, you know. And that's a way of getting around that issue.
Is basically what everybody says instead of, and they do it that way instead of, that's good. So, for example,
the agent can also charge a finder's fee. You can also charge a finder's fee to the buyer as well.
Okay, and that's a good way to do it. Probably it's a finder's fee, right? It's the best way to do it, too. And then, so it's not really so much of a commission. It's just a finder's fee, actually. So you sell something in Dubai and bring it in and then say we share it. And we do a lot of international marketing on a couple different platforms with Fiopsi and Proxio, but it's nothing like what you're doing. What you're doing, it's basically advertising internationally. What you're doing is you just have such a pull set up. It's wonderful. It's just brilliant and such good systems. And I think everybody's going to want to learn from you and do it and team up with you because it's such a win-win situation. And then be able to, create synergy because I think that's a big thing with the internet nowadays. People need to know that they can go to people they can trust. And
I just find it so surprising that people in the States, I mean, I'll travel all over the world and I'll come, let's say I go to China, right? I go to China and I'm promoting properties out there. I very rarely come across people from the States who are over there actively pushing their market. You know, I don't come across people like agents from California and Shanghai and saying, hey, you know, the California market's great or the market in New York is great. You just don't see them there. You know, they're not there pushing it. And I never understand that because they're not going to the people who are buying the property or who want to buy it. They're waiting and them coming to them, and that's just crazy, you know. You need to go through the buyers.
I agree. It's just what you're doing. Fantastic. So you're and a lot of the people do. Okay, so then what? Tell us about, you've got a right to buy program. Is that part of that financing program, or is that
the right to buy? No, that was an older thing, but it's coming back again. That was a UK system that was introduced by the government a long time ago, where people who lived in properties like we call them council homes, council houses, houses that were owned by the government, where people had lived there for X amount of time, they could then go and buy that property at a big discount in the UK. But there's talk of it all coming back again. It stopped for a while, but
really?
It's coming back. But that's not really an international type
that's
of thing.
More,
that
that's
you
more
would,
in the UK. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of like they have Hawaiian homelands in Hawaii, and if somebody's 50% Hawaiian, they can have a right to purchase. So that's a different type of program. Okay. I was reading about it, and I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I love what you're doing. This is just fantastic. So, so somebody wants to get started and they want to learn from you as an agent or broker, they can just contact you directly and get in.
What I would do, Natalie, is I would actually come out to them. I would come over to the States and spend some time with them. So what they would be doing is paying me for my time to coach them. So I would sit with them and I would go over the things that work internationally, how they can cross these cultural borders, if you like, break down the cultural walls in some cases, to be able to speak to people of different nationalities, different cultures, so that they can gain the trust in them, so that they know how to market themselves in that particular country, because each country is very, very different, you know, and you have to approach these people on a different type of way to gain their trust and to gain their loyalty. And many people from overseas want to buy for many different reasons, as they do in the States. So some people want to buy for immigration, for education,
Many people want to buy for investment for them and for their family. Many people want to buy for their staff or for holiday homes and things. So there's so many different ways of the people want to buy. But the agents and the realtors over there, the real estate agents, they have to get knowledge of these overseas markets and know how to really promote their properties globally, because they're all missing a trick, I tell you.
I tell you, no, absolutely, and you're right. The customs and standards, and how to deal with people, and how to, they're just, you know, it's different in different areas. And I think, and that's, well, will you consider coaching virtually if somebody pays to say, okay, we want to set up a group, and you could coach virtually as well, rather than having to come physically into different areas.
Yeah, I mean, we can always figure something out. Absolutely. The internet's there for a reason, you know. I mean, I was on a Skype call to a client in Australia. I've also spoke to a couple of clients in Korea and Dubai, South America,
fun?
And obviously in the States. That's all in today, right? I mean, I couldn't
It's so much fun, because I do, you know, on the we do the East Coast of the United States and Hawaii, and then we end up with international clients and customers because of not on the scale that you are right now, though. I love what you're doing. And then, you know, same thing, they're in different areas, and then it's so easy these days to connect the dots. And you're right, our world is so much smaller than a lot of people think when it gets to... It's amazing. I think, and there are different regulations in some countries that don't allow you to buy if you don't have a citizenship, you know, things like that. So there's just so much to learn, but it seems so wonderful to be able to do it and not have to worry about the certain regulations that to make sure. But so just, and because many people, the agents and brokers listening, how does, you set up a marketing fee or plan, but so we want to work with you, and you're going to go, you basically have the buyer pay the fee and not the seller, or do you have the seller pay sometimes and not the buyer, depending on if it's going to be a cash-out transaction or, I guess, a case-by-case situation, but you're not actually listing the property, signing an agreement with the seller, or do you actually have some type of agreement?
It depends where the property is located, again. Yeah, it depends where the property is located, again. But normally what you would have is you would have an arrangement for fees, whether it be from the buyer or from the seller, or sometimes from both. Sometimes you can get a double whammy and get paid by both parties. You would also normally have heads of terms, like a memorandum of understanding or a letter of intent that you can put together so that both parties know exactly what they're getting into. Both parties would sign the memorandum. And then, obviously, that would be sent on to the lawyer in that particular country, you know. And your fees would obviously be covered within that as well.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering what would stop the owner, the seller from, you know, you put the buyer and seller together and then nobody gets paid. I mean, just because I know in the U.S. they have the listing agreements, you know, and you always have to be protected because these things can happen where you're just not protected at all. So I guess
you can always charge a fee up front. You know, you can always charge the fee up front, and then you can get paid once from them finding the deal. And obviously, you would make that refundable if the deal was to fall through for any reason. But you know, most of the time they would not fall through, and you can get paid up front if the people want a deal and the seller's motivated to do the deal. But unfortunately, in this world, you're always going to get people that will try and go behind your back. You know, I mean, I've sold properties all over the world, and I remember. And when I was doing the Dubai market, when it was really strong, he would be selling whole floors of apartments and things. And sometimes a buyer would come to you and they would ask you everything about the property. You would spend a lot of time with them on it. And then you would find that they would go behind your back. But luckily it doesn't happen very often. But there's always going to be people that try and do that, you know. But that's just part of the game,
That's true. No, that's true. It's not going to happen that often. You're right. That makes sense. So, wow, this is... is there any part of the, I know China, there's a lot of the Chinese, the government eased some of the travel restrictions probably around 2010 somewhere, and there's a lot of people pulling money out of China because they can only, if it's not to purchase a home, I think there's an unlimited amount, and if it's individually, it's like $75,000 a year. So you see a lot of people buying and spending millions in other countries from China. So I guess you get influxes. It just seems. Is there any part of the world that you're seeing it really go crazy right now, like, or just everywhere?
a lot of people are buying in the UK. I've seen the States is getting really popular. You know, there's so many people from overseas that are wanting to buy in the States. And, you know, especially in locations like Florida, New York, California, Texas, a lot of them want to buy in Texas as well. International markets, Dubai. Dubai is a really strong market. It's slowed down for a little while there, but there's construction going on again. A lot of people are wanting to buy in the prime locations in Dubai. The Spanish market is really picking up again. That went through a really bit of a lull during the economic crash. But some of the banks there are now offering up to 110% finance on their stock. So there's some incredible deals there.
Really?
There's deals
and
to be had
they
everywhere.
Have to have...
Yeah.
Now, in the Spanish market, I was reading something a while ago about the they were letting people buy if they had – they didn't have to have the residency. If they were there a certain mm-hmm. period. I know different areas. So I guess if an investor wants to buy –
Yeah. They were doing a thing called the Golden Visa. So if a overseas buyer bought there and they spent 500,000 euros plus on a property, then they could qualify mm-hmm. for residency. And it was mostly a lot of the Arabic buyers and the Asian buyers that were buying there for that purpose that wanted to move into Europe.
Oh, wow. Because then if they're in there and they get residency there, they automatically get residency with the EU, right?
They can automatically move
anywhere in the EU, right?
You can normally move freely around certain countries within the EU, yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, not residency, but I mean move freely, that's what I meant, and with business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's exciting. You are such a wealth of knowledge, and I just want to get on a plane and come travel because I love to travel and do this and deal with people in all parts of the world because it just makes it so much fun, and it's easier.
Yeah. I couldn't face just sitting doing one town and marketing properties there. I mean, the world is such a small place, but it's such an exciting place as well, you know, and it's a world of opportunity where, you know, it's like if you go into, what's your big supermarket over there? You have like Walmart and things like that, you know.
Right.
If you go into Walmart,
yeah.
it sells all different types of things. You know, it doesn't just sell baked beans, for example. You know, it sells everything. So it's the same in property. You know, you want to have your finger in many different pies because for one property market to go up, another one goes down. It always goes round in circles. You know, property prices go up, and for them to go up, they've got to go down. So you've got to be positioned in such a place where you're offering your buyers all different locations, all different budgets, all different prices of properties. And that way, you're always going to have something for every customer. You know, people need three things in life. They need food, water, and they need shelter. What shelter? Shelter is property. Everyone's a customer, you know.
Everywhere, you're right, everywhere. And that, you know, we're becoming, with the global economy, there's just so many rules and changes that have gone up everywhere that our financing is so different now. It's so global. And just like people and some places are stricter than others, and it's just so many reasons to invest. And it's just, it's wonderful. Which you're really, really ahead of the game here. And I'd love to do this with you, too, because it's just amazing. It's just, and so much easier than what I think a lot of people think. Just getting the bunch of relationships. I know you have, time flies by like I told you it was going to fly by because I have a whole bunch of questions and we would need 2 or 3 hours to go into detail with everything because
yeah.
It's wonderful. Where are you headed next? Or you have any trips planned right now in the next week?
I've got some appointments in London, and I'm also going to have to say head out to Florida. There's a couple of people I know out there that want to use me as an international marketing partner, want me to promote the deals. I've also got other meetings in Dubai coming up, so yeah, quite a lot of different places.
Wow, this is we're ready because we have I want to give your contact information again. It's wholeworldofproperty.com, and your
mm-hmm.
email again is, I'll let you say that.
It's Ian, IAIN, at wholeworldofproperty.com.
It's fantastic. So all the same dot in the I's, crossing the T's apply no matter where you're selling or buying in the world, you know, as far as checking out the regulations, the local regulations. Sounds like you just have a wealth of knowledge, and we need a directory. You should put a directory together and sell the directory. No, it's too much. There's so much, I guess, changing constantly, isn't there? So much to keep up
on.
Yeah.
But anyone who wants to get together, you know, if any of your listeners want to learn how to promote properties globally, or if they want to partner up and use me as a international marketing partner where I can promote your properties globally, then get in touch. And, you know, it'll be the best thing you've done for your business. You can completely turn it, change the way you're doing business and sell business a lot quicker and a lot easier doing it this way.
Absolutely. And I guess you have people doing, you know, there's just so many different ways to do it with menus and full service. It's just a phenomenal. I know you said you had another engagement to go to shortly because we were going to try to get you for the hour. And I know you have another couple places to go. So you've just got it set up. You've got all the dots crossed, I's dotted and T's crossed. And I'm excited. We want to put this out also to our membership network and figure out a way we can do this to make it a win-win all the way around. And I'm thinking on your properties, how do we find, I guess we'll just contact you if we have people in certain areas too that are looking for certain areas. Because like you said, things sell so fast. So I guess we can be put in a database and contacted also as well. I noticed that you do a lot of marketing to email marketing out there too, that people in the network as well. So we've got to get
email,
you back
email marketing. That's just email marketing is just a small part of it. I mean, I market in many different ways to promote properties. But your people in the States, your agents, brokers, wholesalers, whoever, they really should be thinking about adding an extra string to their bow, you know, not just promoting the properties in their local town or the local city or state, but promoting also properties globally. Because, you know, the fact is there's not many people over there in the States that are promoting international properties. If you start promoting them over there, you're going to create an interest for them, right? You're going to plant a seed. And then people will start remembering you and remembering the properties that you're promoting worldwide, you know. If someone in Texas or Florida or Wyoming or any of the states, they start promoting properties in, say, France, Spain, London, Dubai, Australia, all these exotic countries, then it's going to plant a seed and it's going to create a little bit of excitement, a bit of a buzz. So you can still sell your properties locally, but then why not also offer properties internationally as well, you know? Make more money. You're not having to do much work for it, you know? You're referring it on and it's money in your pocket for nothing, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I just think it makes a complete total sense. It makes so much sense. And there's a lot going on. I'm just so happy to see so much going on all over the world and people connecting together and get it in. So we've been listening to Ian Stewart, International Property Professional, with wholeworldofproperty.com, selling properties all over the world, connecting the dots, bringing buyers and sellers together, and agents and brokers as well, with a huge network. Tons and tons of work has been put into this over the years. You've got you're truly an expert, and we'd love to have you back on the show too at another time, so that you can go in and we're going to get started. I love it. I love what you're doing, you know, because we've been promoting some things in a couple different countries, and then also Proxio. We promote our listings on Proxio. But like you said, there's so much more that can be done, and right away.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And get it. And you find a lot of the clients and customers, I guess, they just go and you can put the people together, and they go out and view the property. And now with the internet, there's just so many ways to get the, you know, get it to them immediately too, with the virtual tours and the other agents and brokers. So.
Yeah, I mean, I promote properties on email, on Skype, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, via all different methods, you know. They're just a handful of social media type ones I use, like YouTube videos. There's so many, you know, so many.
It's unbelievable. It's just it's a sky's the limit, and exciting. And then you get to travel everywhere. That's just got to be so much fun.
It's fun, it gets lonely sometimes if you're on your own, but it's fun. It's fun. It's better getting away from Scotland, away from the rain for a while, you know.
And me, I go to get away from Hawaii and other places. People say, how can you do that? Well, when you're somewhere all the time, it's nice to go and travel. And you're passionate about this. This is really, this is great. So we normally would go on another 15 minutes. I know you have to go, and I so appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet with us today. And I promised, since you had another engagement, that I would go, you know, we want to honor your time. So hopefully
next
we can
time,
bring
next
you
time,
back.
Next time we'll do it for an extra hour. Yeah, let's do it again, right? Let's do it again. We'll talk even more next time.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, because there's so much, and I know we're going to get a lot of people questioning us about this right now that are in our network, and people going to you directly about it, and it's fun. It's exciting. So I'm going to plan these trips around the weather, okay?
Good. Let's swap places. You come to Scotland, I'll go to Hawaii.
Okay, sounds good. That'll be the first one. We'll do that. And so we'll talk to you soon and be in touch, and have a great day. We're going to go ahead and end it shorter than normally. And again, it's Ian Stewart with International Properties Professional with WholeWorldOfProperty.com. This is Natalie Mullinex. You're on Realty Universal Radio. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.